This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Service, I preached a sermon about apologies, about how to make an apology and how to receive an apology, how to accept an apology. And I preached it at 11:15 as well. But the reason I bring it up at 9 is because the text led us to this rather elementary conversation about apologies. All the while, we were getting ready to baptize Julia Rose Turner, a brand new baby who was waiting to be transformed in the waters of baptism. So while we were talking about something totally different, something that was really kind of unrelated at all, here this transformation was about to happen. The sermon was over, we made our way to the font, and Julia Rose was so cooperative, she didn't even cry when I baptized her. It was lovely. We baptized her, and right before our very eyes, we watched her be transformed into a child of God in an entirely new way than she was before. Beautiful thing that happened right here in this spot, right here in this church where you are sitting. We watched it happen right before our very eyes. Christian tradition, all religious traditions, have a belief that there are some places in the world where you can trust you will encounter a living God. Moses, in today's lesson from the Old Testament, made his way up on the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments. I wonder how many times he had actually climbed that mountain already. I wonder how many tribes and people in that area had already decided that that was a holy mountain and had gone to that mountain and experienced something that was an encounter with a living God. Moses goes, receives the Ten Commandments, and it transformed him so much that when he came down off of that mountain, everyone could tell. Everyone looked at him. He had what the scriptures call Shekinah glory that was shining through, so much so that it frightened the people. And he ended up wearing a veil across his face so as not to frighten his friends. But he went to that mountain and he received a word from the Lord that he then carried out into the world, a word that we all have memorized pretty much by heart now, those Ten Commandments that he received so long ago, because he went to a place that could be trusted to provide an encounter with a living God. In our gospel lesson for today, Jesus has a very similar experience. He takes Peter and James and John and he walks up onto this mountain, another sacred mountain. I wonder how many individuals and tribes had decided this was a sacred place, a place where you will encounter a living God. Jesus goes up on this mountain with his friends. And there he is transfigured. He is changed. And they can see him and they can see Moses and Elijah standing there talking about Jesus' departure, which was about to be accomplished when he goes to Jerusalem. This place that could be trusted where Jesus will encounter this living God. It is an old saying, I believe it is a Celtic saying, that there are certain places in the world where the line between the divine and the human, the line between the mortal and the immortal is very thin, called thin spaces. I wonder about those mountains as thin spaces. And actually, you are sitting in one of those yourselves right this minute. Because you see, about 170 years ago, some Episcopalians gathered in Austin, Texas, and decided to put a church where you are sitting. And at the time, it's hard to tell when you're in Austin, unless you walk up from 6th Street, you don't really understand you're on a hill. But we are on a hill, and they put this church on the hill, and it became known as the Light on the Hill, that there was this place. If you go up this hill, and you go in this building, you can trust that you will have an encounter with a living God. And they began to baptize people, perhaps in that very concrete font right there. How many hundreds or thousands of people have been baptized right there? An encounter with the living God right here in this place. They walked up this aisle and they knelt down at this rail and they put their hands out and a priest put bread in their hand and a sip of wine and they saw it transform into body and blood and consume that and transform them into people who had an encounter with the living God. This is the case in churches all over the world, these sacred places where we have set aside and said, here is a place where you can come and encounter the living God. I remember quite well the first time I ever received communion in the Episcopal Church. At the time, I was following Chris around wherever she was going. And one day she decided it was church. We were going to church. So I went with her to her Episcopal church. First time I'd ever been through the doors of an Episcopal church. And I was raised in the Baptist tradition, but I'd been raised to be very respectful of other people's experiences of God and to learn and to be curious. And so I went and I sat with her for about six different Sundays in a row, listening to the sermons and watching this strange ritual that I didn't speak of, people walking up the aisle and coming to the rail and getting something and going back. And I listened and I watched and I was respectful and I didn't want to offend and wanted to make sure I understood what was happening. About the sixth week, the priest met me at the door on the way into church and he said, Chuck, you know, I know you're baptized Baptist. All believers are welcome to receive communion in the Episcopal Church. So if you would like to receive communion, you can. I promise it won't hurt at all. And he explained how it worked. He said how to go forward and how to put my hands out and how to receive. So that Sunday, I followed Chris even further. I followed her up the aisle and to the rail. And there I knelt down, and it was a small church, and the priest knew everybody by name. And so he would come down the rail, and I heard him say to each person, Mary, the body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Jane, the body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Chris, the body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Then he came to me and he pressed that wafer in my hands and he looked at me and said, Chuck, the body of Christ, the bread of heaven given for you. And then to the next person and to the next person and to the next person. And something happened. I encountered the living God. I encountered the living God in this intensely personal experience, this thin space between the priest's hands and my hands and that piece of bread that somehow was the body of Christ. But it was also this intensely corporate experience with all these other people who were also having this experience and encounter with the living God, sometimes mundane, sometimes half distracted, other times barely able to get up off of your knees and walk back to the pew, but all an encounter with the living God. And I knew then I was a goner. I was an Episcopalian until the day I die, because I came to that place and I knew I had an encounter with the living God. Here on the Feast of St. David's, our patronal festival, I'm just mindful of all those people 170 years ago who said, let's put a place here on this hill, a light. And people can climb up to the light and they can come and can receive the waters of baptism and can receive the body and blood of Christ and can hear a word spoken and have an encounter with the living God. I'm mindful of the generations of people who have come since then, this legacy of people who have led the way for you and I to be sitting here this very morning in this very building to experience the living God. And I'm mindful also of our legacy, that it is our turn to continue this tradition. That's why we're inviting you to consider that and consider possibly joining our Legacy Society, that group of people who have decided that when they die, that they want to leave something to this beautiful place in order to carry this tradition on, so that generation after generation after generation beyond us can hear that, hey, if you go up to the top of the hill at 8th and San Jacinto, you'll have an experience with the living God. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at stdave.org and click on the podcast button.